Let's slow down here just a minute. Yeah, Michelle, if you could come help me. Amen. You guys just stay right where you're at. Let's, you know, I think the topic that stirred our heart when every time we sing this song, Because He Lives.
每一次我们唱到因他活着这首诗歌的时候, 我们的心都被触动。
Is that because Jesus lives,
因为他活着,
we can handle the challenges that are coming our way.
我们就能够面对我们的挑战。
Because He takes away all fear.
因为他把一切的惧怕都除去了, 阿们吗?
So I want you to be honest with me right now.
所以早晨我希望你非常诚实地面对自己。
If you are afraid,
如果你里面有惧怕,
you're uncertain about the future,
你对于明天没有把握,
you feel a little insecure,
你觉得没有安全感,
We want to pray over our hearts, amen.
我们现在要为我们的心祷告。
Is there someone here that is experiencing those feelings that I just discussed?
在座有没有人正在经历我刚所描述的光景?
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else?
还有没有?
Just a little bit afraid, a little bit uncertain.
就是有那么一点的惧怕，那么一点的没有把握。
You're afraid of the future a little bit. What's going to happen?
你对于未来将要发生的事有忧虑。
Amen. Somebody
Amen.
Like there, that here?
若是你，这是你的情形。
Well, let's just pray over you. Just stand where you're at, if you don't mind.
如果你不介意的话，就站在原地。
Well, already standing, but yeah. Amen. Let's just pray for these people. You know who the ones, if they've stood up next to you, we've had a couple people that indicated they need prayer. When somebody pray with my sister right back here. She raised her hand. Can we do that?
我有几位刚才有举手, 我们可不可以请弟兄姊妹为着心里有这样重担或没有把握的弟兄姊妹祷告?
We're doing it a little different this morning. Is that okay?
今天我们的祷告的次序跟往常有点不同, 可以吗?
Well, God, we just ask you to come right now in Jesus' name. In
主,
Jesus'
我们求你现在就来。
We just take authority over every fear.
我们奉主的名, 斥责一切的惧怕。
All the uncertainty that might be in our mind.
斥责一切在我们心中里的没有把握的情形。
And we just tell it to go in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名, 叫这些感觉离开。
We just submit our heart, our life, our mind to you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我把我的心思、我的情感、我的全人奉献给你。
That you would be the anchor of our soul.
你要成为我灵魂的锚。
God, when everything is up and down, moving all around us, uncertain of what's going to happen.
主啊，当我生命中所有的环境在那里起伏的时候。
You are the same.
你不改变,
you are the same.
你永远不变,
you are always the same.
你总是不变,
yesterday, today,
昨日, 今日,
and tomorrow.
直到永远,
Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't matter, Lord. We confess. It doesn't matter if everything changes around us.
主啊, 我们在这里承认, 无论环境怎么改变,
you are the same.
你是不变的,
and
Amen.
We're safe in you.
所以我们在你里面是安全又稳固的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
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 We thank you, Lord. We love you, God.
主耶稣,
we love you, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, why don't we go ahead and transition to the message right now, and we'll come get you guys back up here in a minute. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you.
请坐。
Amen. Good morning.
大家早。
It's so good to be here with our whole family together. Amen.
很高兴神的家都在这里。
Amen.
阿们吗?
I want to talk to you this morning about the kingdom of God.
今天早晨我想跟你们谈论有关神的国的事。
If you have put your faith in Jesus,
如果你的信心是在耶稣里面,
if you are a follower of Jesus,
如果你是跟随主耶稣的人,
you belong to the kingdom of God.
那你是属于神的国的。
But sometimes our transition from the kingdom of this world
但是常常呢从这个世界的国度转到
to the kingdom of God
神的国
we can get a little confused
有时候我们会有一点疑惑
we sometimes make mistakes
有时候我们会犯错误
because the way the kingdom of God operates
因为神国它操作的原则
is different than the kingdoms of this world.
跟这个世界操纵的原则是不一样的。大家同意吗?
You know, the scripture says,
圣经告诉我们,
that we cannot understand the things of the spirit with our natural mind.
我们不能用我们天然人的心思了解属灵的事情。
We cannot rightly discern the way the kingdom of God works with our natural intellect.
因为我们天然人的智慧是没有办法了解属灵的原则的。
We must discern the kingdom of God by the things of the Spirit. Amen.
我们要从圣灵的帮助来了解属灵的事。
This is why the scripture strongly encourages us.
所以圣经极力地鼓励我们。
Do not depend upon your mind.
不要靠着你天然心思的能力。
Do not lean upon your own intellect.
不要依靠你个人的聪明
but trust in the Lord with all your heart.
乃是要全心依靠主
Amen.
阿们吗
You cannot rightly understand the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God.
我们没有办法正确地认识神的国度
without using your heart, your spirit.
除非我们用我们的心，我们的灵
Amen.
阿们吗
Especially when it comes to young believers.
特别讲到年轻的信主的。
As young believers,
刚信主的。
As young believers, you can make some mistakes.
刚信主的人常常容易犯错误。
Simply because you are trying to understand.
因为呢，我们常常想用。
The kingdom of God with your natural mind.
我们天然人的心思来了解关于神国度的事。
So what I want to talk to you about this morning.
所以今天早晨我想跟与大家分享的。
Is how the kingdom of God
是神的国
is upside down
是一个上下颠倒的次序
or the kingdom of God is different than the kingdom of the world
或者说呢神的国度跟地上的国度是非常不同的
Amen?
阿们吗
Let me read a few scriptures to you here
我念几处的经节给你们听
This is a topic that all through the Bible GodDiscusses with his people.
事实上，这个题目呢，在整本圣经里，神一再的跟我们讨论。
Isaiah 55:8-9.
以赛亚书五十五章八和九节。
This is what God tells his people.
这是神对他的百姓所说的话。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
我的意念非同你的意念。
God's saying, I don't think the way you think.
意思就是说，神说我想事情的方法跟你不一样。
Nor are your ways.My ways, God says.
我的道路呢，也非同你们的道路。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth,
天是怎样高过地。
So are my ways higher than your ways.
照样我的道路高过你的道路。
And my thoughts than your thoughts.
我的意念高过你们的意念。
God is clearly and boldly saying,
很清楚而且很大胆的神这样表示。
He does not see things the way we do.
他看事情跟我们不一样。
He does not make decisions the way we do.
他做决定的方式也跟我们不一样。
His ways and thoughts are different from our ways.
他的意念和他的道路跟我们不同。
They're as different as the heavens are high above the earth.
这个差距就好像天跟地的差距。
Amen?
阿们吗？
We can't even understand God's ways.
就表示我们根本不可能了解神的道路的。
Without the help and work of the Holy Spirit.
除非我们有神的圣灵帮助。
Amen.
阿们吗?
Have you ever been trying to make a decision?
你有没有想着做决定?
Your mind says, this is a good decision.
你的心思说这个是一个好的决定。
This is wise.
这是一个智慧的决定。
This is smart.
这是一个聪明的决定。
But you go to make that decision.
但是当你要决定的时候。
But something on the inside.
在你的心的深处。
The person of the Holy Spirit on the inside.
圣灵住在里面。
Says, uh-uh.
却表示说 uh-uh.
Says no.
说不是这样。
There's no peace.
Your
mind says yes,
你的心思说,
but your heart says no.
但你的心却说,
has this ever happened to you?
我们有没有这样的经验?
Come on, raise your hand. Has that ever happened to you? Yes, a few of you, right? Now, how many of us have went ahead and did what our head said was right?
但是问题是说,
and then after it was all over,
然后等事情过去以后,
some hidden thing happened, some big mistake developed.
就一个错误就在默默那里发生了。
And then you discerned why the spirit on the inside was saying no.
那你就分辨说当初里面深处的不平安的感觉是对的。
Let me tell you some experiences I've seen with brothers and sisters around me.
我可以跟你们分享在我四周弟兄姊妹的经验。
A young lady sees a nice man.
有一个年轻的女子看到一个年轻的男子。
Now why are you grinning back down there on the front row?
这一排的年轻人都在微笑, 为什么?
A young lady sees a young man.
或一个年轻的女子看到一个年轻的男子。
He is very handsome.
Oh, 他好英俊啊。
Such a nice looking tall young man.
又高又帅啊。
He has a good education.
而且也有很好的教育。
He has a good job.
有很好的工作。
He has a nice car, better.
还有更好的，他还有一部好车。
And he is so mature, so responsible.
哦，他又负责任又成熟。
He even has a house.
他甚至已经买了房子了。
And this young lady,
那这个年轻的女子呢?
She says, I think I want that young man for my husband.
她说，我想我要这个人做我丈夫。
You know what I'm saying?
你明白我的意思吗?
I've seen young Christian women
我看到很多年轻的女姐妹们
make a decision
她们做决定的时候
about a young man
特别选择配偶的事上
based on what their eyes saw
她们是根据她们眼睛所看见的
and what their mind what they could see the facts what they were telling her
她们的心思所能判断的
only to find out later
结果呢 只发现什么
that young man did not have a heart for God
那个男子却不爱神
And their life turned into a disaster.
结果他们在一起的生活呢,
because they chose and made a decision based on what their eyes saw, what their mind said.
因为他们所有的决定都根据他们眼睛所能看,他们心思所能想通的。
And they ignored what the Holy Spirit on the inside of them was telling them.
却忽略了住在里面圣灵给他们的引导。
Do you hear me?
你们听见我的话吗?
I wish I could say I hadn't seen that happen very many times.
我真希望我能说, 哦, 这样的事情很少发生。
But I have seen it happen time and time and time again.
但很不幸的, 我却看着这样的事情一再的发生。
Precious women of God.
神宝贵的女儿们。
Choosing a husband.
选自己的配偶的时候。
Based on what they could see.
是根据他们眼睛所能看见的。
And they ignored their heart.
而忽略了在里面心的感觉。
I've seen it happen the other way around. I've seen young men go after a girl because she was so beautiful.
同样我看见弟兄们他们追求一个女子的时候因为她实在太漂亮了。
Only to realize that she wasn't so beautiful to live with later.
只是后来会很后悔地发现她不是一个能够住在一起觉得仍然美丽的女子。
Do you hear what I'm saying?
你们明白我的意思吗?
We must understand how the kingdom of God works.
我们必须要了解神的国是怎么样运作的。
1 Samuel 16:7.
撒加利亚书，撒母耳记上16章第7节。
I'm dropping my stuff here. I don't even know it. 1 Samuel 16:7.
撒母耳记上16章第7节。
Now to give you the backstory here.
了解一下这件事的背景是什么？
God told Samuel to go anoint a new king over Israel.
神告诉先知撒母耳说, 你去为我膏以色列的君王。
And so Jesse brought all of his sons out for Samuel to look at.
所以耶西这个人呢, 就把他所有的儿子都带来, 让撒母耳来看。
Big, strong, handsome young men.
他看到的是又高大又强壮又英俊的男子。
And Samuel's looking at all the brothers.
他就看着这些儿子们。
And he sees one young man especially that stands out.
他特别看到这些男子当中有一个特别的明显。
Certainly this is the next king of Israel.
他长得特别的出众, 他说这个一定是下一个以色列王。
You remember the last king that they had before they anointed this king?
记得在选这个新君王之前, 他们前面的君王是什么条件?
King Saul.
扫罗王是什么条件?
He was head and shoulders taller than all the rest of the men in the land.
他比全地的人都高出一个头。
From the outside, he looked very, very good.
外表来说，他实在是太出众了。
But he was a bad king.
但是在神的眼中，他是一个不好的王。
And so Samuel's ready to anoint another king.
现在神要再兴起一位王来代替他。
And he starts to follow the natural inclinations of his mind and his eye.
当撒母耳被差去选王的时候，他照样照着那个思路来走。
He gets his little anointing oil out.
他就把那个要膏君王的油拿出来。
And is just about to anoint another king.
他正要膏下一个王的时候。
Because this man is tall and strong and impressive looking.
他所看重的这个是又高大又帅又出众的。
And the Holy Spirit says, stop.
但是神的灵说停下来。
Stop, don't do it.
不要膏他。
Says, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature.
他说不要看他的外貌和他身材高大。
Because I have refused him.
因为什么? 我已经拒绝他了。
For the Lord does not see as man sees.
因为神看人不像人看人。
Isn't that what the Lord told us in Isaiah 55?
就像我们刚才所读的以赛亚书55章所说的。
God isn't looking at the same thing we're looking at oftentimes.
神看的跟我们看的是不一样的。
For man looks at the outward appearance.
因为人是看外貌。
Man looks at how much you got in your bank account.
人看你银行里有多少存款。
Man looks at what kind of job you have.
看你有怎样的多少的工，什么样的职位。
Man looks at what kind of car you drive.
你开什么样的车子。
Man looks at how tall you are.
人看你多高大。
How attractive your outward appearance is.
你的外貌多吸引人。
But that's not how God looks.
但是神不是这样看。
That's not what God cares about most.
神不在乎这些事情。
For man looks at the outward appearance.
人看人外貌。
But the Lord looks at the heart.
但是神看人的心。
Is that good news?
这是不是一个好消息啊。
The Lord looks at the heart.
神看的是我们里面的心。
The Lord looks at your heart.
神看我们里面的心。
This is an even playing field here.
所以这是一个很公平的竞争。
If your heart is in the right place,
你的心若不是在一个对的光景里面,
God can do anything through you.
神就不能用你。
Even when you're not the most attractive person,
但是反之你即使不是出众的外貌,
even when you don't have the best education,
或者你没有受高等的教育,
even when you don't have a lot of money in your bank account,
或者你没有很多的钱在你银行的账户,
and you don't have a nice car,
或者你没有一辆好的车,
are you hearing me this morning?
你们听见我所说的吗?
So Samuel said, do you have another son?
所以当神阻止撒母耳的时候, 他就问耶西, 你还有没有儿子啊?
He goes, oh yes, but he's just a little guy.
他说, oh, yeah, 我还有一个小儿子。
He's the youngest.
他是最年轻的。
He's out in the field taking care of the sheep, the animals.
他在外面替我放羊。
Go get him.
撒母耳说, 去把他找来。
And so little David came forward.
所以大卫就被招了来。
And God said, that's the man.
神说, 就是他。
And the, you know, Samuel's thinking, well, he doesn't even look like half a man yet.
因为他还年轻，撒母耳可能心里想说，这个还是个童子。
Where's the other half of him, right?
他才长一半呢，那另外一半怎么办？
That's the man.
但是神说，就是他。
Samuel, because he was listening to God.
因为撒母耳的心是倾向神的声音的。
Samuel, because he was hearing the heart of God.
因为他听到神的声音。
He saw something in David.
他就看见大卫里面的情形。That
David's own father couldn't see.
他所看到的是连大卫自己的爸爸都没有发现的。God
sees things in our heart.
很多时候神看见我们的心。Sometimes
that those that are the closest to us can't even see.
神对我们的了解甚至超过在我们四周与我们最亲近的人的了解。Sometimes
those who are the very closest to us
常常与我们最亲近的人
can tell us, oh, you're not enough.
常常会告诉我们说你不够好。
You're not smart enough.
你不够聪明。
You're not attractive enough.
你不够吸引人。
You don't have this or that. You're not enough.
你没有这个，你没有那个，你就是不够。
And the Holy Spirit on the inside says,
但是圣灵在我们心里会提醒我们。
I have called you. I have chosen you. I know you by name.
我用你的名招你，我选了你，我知道你。
And I'm going to use you.
我要使用你。
So sometimes we have to, in order to obey the call of God,
we have to
learn how to hang on dearly to that still small voice of God. Even when all the other voices around us are saying you're not good enough, you're not smart enough,
你不够聪明, 你不够好,
you're not beautiful enough,
你不够帅, 你不够美丽,
I wish I could say it wasn't true.
我希望我能说,
but sometimes even parents
但是甚至有时候我们自己的父母,
can tell one of their children, oh, you're kind of homely, you're kind of ugly.
他会告诉我们自己的孩子说，哦，你知道你实在长得不怎么样。
You're not pretty like your brother or your sister.
你没有你哥哥或你的妹妹、兄妹那么长得好。
But you're smart.
但是你很聪明。
Or you're this or you're that.
或者,
you know,
你还有别的优点。
What is God saying?
但是神怎么说呢?
Does God say that you're beautiful?
神说你是美丽的。
Does God say that you're loved?
神有没有告诉你他爱你?
Amen.
Amen.
You hear me? God doesn't see the way that we see.
因为神看人不像人看人。So
often we only see half the picture.
很多时候人只能看到一部分。
That's why the scripture tells us not to judge by outward appearances.
神才说不要用外貌来判断人。
Don't come to a hasty opinion about the people around us.
对我们四周的人, 我们不要很快就做一个决断。
Because there's so much more inside of us that our natural eye can't see.
因为在人里面的, 还有很多的是我们看不见。
Amen?
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 This is why we need the gifts and power of the Holy Spirit.
那这个时候我们就需要让圣灵来带领。
You know, sometimes we're in a prayer meeting.
有的时候你参加教会的祷告聚会,
and we see a young boy, only this big.
有时候一个小男孩来, 就这么一点大,
but sometimes with the help of the Holy Spirit,
但是有时候借着圣灵的帮助,
you can see the man that he's going to be if he follows God.
你突然看到他将来能长成的身量, 那个属灵的度量。
Everybody's looking down here at the little boy.
你看他好像就这么点大,
but if we use the eyes of the Spirit,
但是我们若用我们属灵的眼光看这个孩子,
we can see the man or the woman that the Lord is going to transform them into. Amen.
我们可以看到这个孩子的未来, 他将成为神能用的男子女子。
We must ask the Lord for the eyes of the Spirit.
我们要求主给我们属灵的眼光。
1 Corinthians 1, 26 and 29.
哥林多前书1章26到29节。
For Paul, he's exhorting the Corinthian church here.
在这里的保罗在劝告哥林多的教会。
He's telling the Corinthian church to consider who they are and how God is using them.
他在告诉哥林多的弟兄姊妹，他们是怎样的人，神要怎么用他们。
Now we're discovering how the kingdom of God is very different from the kingdom of this world.
我们刚才你讨论到神的国度跟地上的国度是非常不同的。
So in verse 26 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
所以林前一章26节这么说,
Paul says, for consider your calling, brethren.
弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的。
Consider what you are like in this fellowship.
思想一下, 在我们当中的弟兄姐妹,
that there were not many wise according to the flesh.
按着肉体来说呢, 有智慧的不多,
not many mighty.
有能力的也不多,
not many noble.
有尊贵的也不多,
noble means of good birth, born into an important family.
尊贵就是说你来自, 地位高, 的家庭。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise.
但是神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。
And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong.
又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
And the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen.
神拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的。
The things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are, so that no man may boast before God.
以及那无有的, 为要废掉那有的, 使一切有血气的, 在神面前一个也不能自夸。
You know why God chose a young boy, David, to be king instead of his oldest, strongest brother?
你们知道为什么神拣选那个最小的儿子大卫，而没有拣选他的长兄那个又高又帅的呢？
Because the Lord was seeing in the future to a time where God was going to have to raise up a young warrior to fight the enemies of the people of Israel.
他因为他看见神所看见是这个孩子将来长大要成为神国中的勇士，要击退仇敌。
And here came David.
所以当小大卫来了，
He wasn't even supposed to be in the fight.
他那个时候来到战场的时候，他根本还不应该上战场。
He was a small man.
他还是一个年轻的孩子。
Not quite a man yet.
还不是成人。
All of his brothers, all the other mighty warriors.
那所有他的兄弟们，还有其他的战士们。
Even Saul, who was head and shoulders taller than all the other Israelites.
包括那个扫罗王，他是比众人都高出一个头的。
They were all afraid of the enemy of God.
他们当时都很怕他们的仇敌。
Who was literally a giant.
因为那个仇敌简直像个巨人一样高大。
And David wanted to fight.
结果小小的大卫他要上战场。
David went forward, slayed Goliath.
后来我们都知道大卫战胜了那个仇敌哥利亚。
And in this picture of how God works and how God's kingdom is upside down from the world's kingdom,
所以你可以看出在这里神的国度跟世界的国度真的是相反的。
We begin to understand why God does these things the way he does.
我们慢慢了解说哦，神为什么这样做这些事情。
See, when a young man can slay a great giant that everybody else is afraid of,
当一个年轻的少年人能够将众人所害怕的仇敌给杀了，
it's obvious that it wasn't about that young man.
就很明显说，绝对不是这个年轻人有什么能力。
It becomes obvious that God had to be a part of this.
这变得很明显说，若没有神参与是不可能的。
That what they just witnessed wasn't the work of man.
所以众人所看见的不是出于人成就的。
It was a miracle of God.
而是神行了一个大的神迹。
You know, so often we'll say, oh, well, if that very wealthy person would only become a believer, think what we could do in the kingdom of God.
有时候我们会说，哦，如果那个有钱人信主的话，你想想对神的国有多少的帮助啊。
If that great actor or entertainer was only a Christian, they could win thousands, millions to Christ.
哦，那个有名的明星或歌星，如果他们信主的话，可以帮助多少歌迷都信主啊。
Friends, this is how the world thinks.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是世界的想法。
This is how the natural mind thinks.
这是一个天然人的想法。
The natural mind says to do great things, you have to have great influential people.
在天然人想法说，你要做大事，你就要有那个大有能力的人来参与。
And God says, no, that's not the way I like to do things.
但是神说，我做事不是这样子的。
I like to use little broken people to do great things.
我喜欢用那个卑微、微小、破碎的人来做大的事情。
Because then and only then,
因为唯有这样
can the world see that there is a great God, amen?
人才能看见有一位伟大的神。
Because when we get great people to do great things,
因为我们若请伟大的人来做伟大的事，
we get confused on who is really great.
有的时候我们就搞不清楚到底谁是真的伟大。
But when God uses us in our brokenness, in our weakness, in our foolishness,
但是神若用我的软弱、我的愚拙、我的破碎来做事，
to do great things,
来成就大的事，
all the glory goes to God.
那所有的荣耀都归给神。
This isn't about us.
这不是从来就不是关于我
all about Jesus,
而是完全全然的归给他。
So we must resist that temptation that wants to look a little nicer and put our face out there a little farther.
所以我们必须要抵挡那样的诱惑，不要让自己的骄傲得到一个满足。
It's not our gifts, it's not our personality that is moving this thing forward.
所有的成就的事不是因为我的能力或者我的迷人之处。
It is our humble, broken obedience to the Spirit of God.
而是我的破碎，我的谦卑，我的全然降服于圣灵。
And oftentimes that means that we must decrease.
所以很多时候这代表什么意义呢？就是我必须衰
微。So the person and the glory of Jesus can increase. Amen.
所以耶稣才能兴旺。
Usually it doesn't work well when we try to increase to help increase the glory of God.
我们若是想高抬自己的时候，从来很难。因此在这个过程中，让神也被高抬。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Luke 16:15 is a powerful verse.
路加福音16章15节是一个很有能力的经节。
It actually makes my heart tremble just a bit.
每次我读到这里，我的心都会畏惧。
For that which is highly esteemed among men,
你们在人面前自称为义。
That which men respect the most,
就是人所尊贵的，人所看重的。
The things that the men love the most,
为人所爱的。
Is detestable in the sight of God.
是神看为可憎恶的。
Luke 16:15, for that which is highly esteemed among men,
所人所尊贵的。
Is detestable in the sight of God.
是神看为可憎恶的。
Does that put the fear of the Lord in you?
读到这样的话，你心里能不畏惧吗？
It should.
我们应该害怕的。
Because sometimes we are overly impressed with the things that the world loves.
因为我们常常对着世界人所爱的东西，我们也很喜爱。
We are overly impressed with fancy cars and big houses and great degrees.
我们太羡慕好的学位、美好的房子、
the things that the world loves.
世界上人所爱的
The things that the world loves
世界所爱的
is not what our God loves
不是我们的神所爱的
Think how foolish these things look from where he sits
你想想看从神的座位看下来我们所爱的这些事情是多么愚昧
High and exalted on a throne before a sea of glass
他是坐在玻璃海之上荣耀的宝座
The things of this world are dust to him
在神的眼中这些物质的东西不过是尘土
And he calls out, he cries out to his children.
所以他向他的儿女们发出呼召。
Lift your eyes and look up.
抬起你的双眼看上面。
See the King of glory in all of his splendor.
看我国度的荣耀。
The treasure in heaven is what should move us.
你应该被天上的宝藏所感动。
And not these weak things down here. Are you listening to me this morning?
而不是被世上物质的世界所吸引。
This is why God says you cannot love the world.
所以神说不要爱世界。
Nor the things of the world.
和其中的事情。
And love him. Amen?
要爱我们的父神。阿们吗？
So God says, come, come into my kingdom.
所以神召我们说来来到我国度。
Come, give me your broken lives.
把你破碎的生命交给我。
Come, give me all your hurt and your pain.
把你所有的痛苦和受伤的。
And I will love you. I will embrace you. I will have compassion on you.
我会爱你。
Amen?
我会拥抱你。我会体会你的感觉。
Come to me and I will save you.
到我这里来我要救你。
All those who are dry and thirsty and feel hopeless and helpless.
那些干渴觉得没有盼望无助的人。
God says, come.
神说来。
But you must put your eyes on the things above. Amen?
但是你的眼睛要看属天的事。
You must seek the treasure that is in heaven.
你必须寻找那个属天的宝藏。
More than the treasure of this world.
你要看重属天的宝藏过于地上的事情。
Some people try to come to Jesus.
有的人来到主面前的时候。
Because they think Jesus will help them get more treasure in this world.
他们常常带着一个目的就是说求主给他更多地上的物质。
God loves, listen to me.
God, 请注意听哦。
God loves to provide our every need. He's a good father.
神是一个好的父亲，他愿意供应我们一切的需要。
But we, our heart is not supposed to be invested with the things of this earth.
但是我们的心却不要注重属地的物质的事情。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Am I being too strong with you this morning?
我今天早上讲的话有没有太强烈了？
Here I'll smile at you real big. I'm high.
不过起码很多人都在微笑，应该还好。
Amen.
阿门嘛。
Jesus is our pearl of great price.
主耶稣就是那个珍珠，是我们的宝贝。
Jesus is our treasure. Amen.
主是我们的宝贝。
Jesus is the best thing that I have.
主耶稣是我能拥有的最好的事物。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, I don't have time to get to the story now. This was all supposed to be my introduction.
我讲了半天，这才是前提。所以可能没有时间讲完我的故事。
But in Matthew 21, I'll condense my story very fast in 5 minutes.
我把我的故事缩短，用五分钟来讲这个故事。在马太福音二十一章。
Jesus is getting ready to make his triumphant entry into Jerusalem.
在那个时间点呢，主耶稣预备要进耶路撒冷，他要用一个凯旋的方式进入。
As the king.
他进入的方式像一个王进入。
Before he would embrace the cross,
在进入之后，他要上十架。
In a great show of victory and secure every man's salvation upon the cross.
借着在十架上的救恩，他要拯救万民。
So he's contemplating entering into Jerusalem to finish what he came to do.
他正在要思想怎么样进入耶路撒冷，完成他降生在地上所要做成的事。
You know, when you make a big, when you want to make an impression on somebody,
你如果要某人注意你的话，
you know, you're invited to a nice dinner.
你比如说请他去吃个好的晚餐。
You think about what the clothes you're going to wear, right?
你就想说，哎，我今天该穿什么样的衣服去吃饭。
Now in the parking lot, I have a nice sedan.
在停车场我有一辆很好的车。
And I have a pickup truck. Which one do I want to drive to the dinner?
如果我有两辆车，一个是房车，一个是卡车，我该开哪辆车去吃饭呢？
We'll drive the nice sedan probably, right?
当然是开那辆比较好的车子。
So Jesus is thinking about how he's going to make his triumphant appearance in Jerusalem before he goes to the cross.
所以主耶稣在思考，我进耶路撒冷的时候该用一个怎样的姿态进去呢？
And so he wants to do it in a very special way.
他呢决定用一种很特别的方式进入耶路撒冷城。
The way that somebody comes into the room oftentimes reveals a lot about the character of a person. Amen?
你知道一个人走进一个房间，他的态度呢常常可以显出这个人的性格是什么。
He tells his disciples, go over to this little town.
所以他就对门徒说，你到附近这个城镇去。
And you'll find a donkey there.
你会看到有一匹驴子。
A little beast of burden.
那个专门是背重物的动物。
You know, you would think if he wanted to appear as a king, he would ride a beautiful white stallion, right?
你会想说，如果王要进城的话，应该骑在一匹高大英俊的白马上。
A mighty war horse, right?
最好是那种战马。
Jesus says no.
主耶稣说不是的。
The Old Testament prophesied how I would come in victory.
旧约里曾经预言到我要怎么样进城。
And that's not how I want to enter the city.
我不是要那样子风风光光的进城。
He says, go and you will find a little donkey that no one has ever ridden on before.
他对那个门徒说，你去帮我找，那里有一个驴拴在那里是没有被人使用过的。
Because in the Old Testament it had been prophesied about Jesus.
因为旧约里曾经预言到主耶稣怎样进城。
Oh, daughter of Zion.
哦，锡安的女子啊。
Your king is coming to you.
看啊，你的王要来到你这里。
How does Jesus coming to us?
他怎么来呢？
Your king is coming to you lowly and gentle.
他是谦卑的，是温柔的。
Riding on a donkey, riding on a beast of burden.
骑着驴就是骑着驴驹子。
This is who Jesus is.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
He rides this little, this is the beast, the animal that he wants to choose.
主耶稣所拣选要乘坐的动物是一只驴子。
Now, I don't know if you've ever done this, but have you ever identified with that little donkey that Jesus rode upon?
我不想你们有没有怎么自己看自己，你们有没有想过我们就是那匹驴。
Do you brothers want to be used of God?
你们要不要被神所用啊，弟兄们。
Amen, anybody want to be used of God?
有没有人要为
Come on,
愿意为神所用、
anybody?
愿意的举手啊。
Sometimes we look to the mighty, the impressive, the influential person as a model for what it looks like to be used of God.
我们常常看那些有能力的、有影响力的人，好像我的榜样，我就要这样被神所用。
But I think we should think, identify more with that little donkey.
但是我觉得我们更应该跟这匹驴子认同。
God loves to use humble, broken, needy people.
因为神愿意使用那个谦卑、温柔、有需要的器皿。
Because riding upon that little donkey,
因为骑在那匹驴子上，
he can best reveal the real beauty of his character.
他才能彰显他自己最美的性格。
And the real beauty of Jesus,
主耶稣自己最美的性格，
is how he tenderly loves us. Amen.
也就是他如何温柔地爱我们。
How gentle, how compassionate, how caring he is for us.
他充满了爱，充满了温柔。
For God so loved the whole world.
神是何等的爱全世界。
That he gave his very best, Jesus.
所以他把他最爱的给了世界。
Who came face to face with us here on earth.
他让他的儿子来到地上与我们面对面。
And was gentle, was loving, was kind, compassionate.
他一直是满了怜恤，充满了温柔，充满了爱，充满了谦卑。
How, are you willing to be God's little donkey?
我们愿意成为神手中一匹驴子吗？
These brothers up here on front, I'm not sure. What? A donkey? Be willing to be God's little donkey?
你们愿意做神的驴子吗？
The first thing God's got to do is untie you.
第一件重要的是能被神用，就是要先得释放。
In order for this thing to work, you have to get in right relationship with Jesus.
就表示你要能被神所用，你必须跟神的关系是对的。
That little donkey didn't run out ahead.
这只驴驹没有跑在主耶稣之前
And he didn't lag behind.
他也没有懒懒散散地跟着主
He was underneath the person of Jesus.
在主耶稣这个人的下面
Submitted to Jesus.
完全地顺服于主
Amen.
Amen.
And all of a sudden as he is submitted to Christ.
当他顺服主的时候
Carrying the presence of Christ into Jerusalem.
带着主的同在进入耶路撒冷城
His experience begins to change.
他的经验就开始有了一个大的改变
He gets a little bit of an upgrade.
啊，他升了一级
He's just a humble little donkey.
他不过是一个谦卑的小驴子
Inexperienced.
没什么经验
But it says that they clothed that little donkey with the garments of the disciples.
但是人呢，门徒们就把自己的衣服放在这个驴子的背上。
And all of a sudden, that humble little donkey's wearing a new suit.
突然，这个卑微的驴子有了一套好的衣服。
But it's not about the donkey; it's about Jesus.
但是这个衣服也不是关于他，也不是为了他，乃是关于主，为着主。
And now that little donkey, instead of kicking his hooves through the dirt.
当这个小驴子呢走在泥土路上的时候
He's walking upon palm branches and garments that are being strewn in the path of Christ.
突然呢他是走在什么那些棕榈树枝上是人为了欢迎耶稣所铺在路上的。
And now that little donkey, instead of being pushed back in the corner of an old dirty stable,
这只小驴子他的命运改变了他不是在留在那个仓库的后面在泥土地上。
He's right in the middle of this big celebration.
他是在这个大道上在这一切的庆祝当中。
Surrounded by songs of joy and Hosanna.
围绕他的是那个称颂主的赞美的歌声。
And I just kind of wonder.
我就有一点好奇。
That in the mind of that little donkey.
不晓那个驴子脑子里是怎么想的。
That is, of course, if a donkey could think a thought, right?
当然，第一前提就是说驴子会想。
Whoa, I must be something special.
他也就说哇我一定很特别啊。
Look at this new garment.
你看看我这个新衣服啊。
Look where I'm walking.
你看看我走的路多荣耀啊。
Look at all these songs of praise around me.
哇你听这些称赞的声音啊。
I'm doing something special.
哦我现在很特别啊。
It's not about you.
不是跟我们有关。
It's not about us.
从来就不是关于我们。
It's all about Jesus. Amen.
都是有关于主自己。
It's all when we're submitted to Christ in the right way that all those other things fall into place.
每一次当我们在一个对的状况里完全顺服于主的时候，这样的事情就发生了。
So two things I want to talk about and maybe even pray about with some people here this morning.
所以今天早晨呢，有两件事我想要分享的，甚至与大家一起祷告的。
Number one.
第一件事。
I don't care how broken you are.
就是我不在乎你是多么被破碎。
I don't care how many mistakes you have made.
或者你犯了多少的错误。
I don't care how insignificant you feel.
或者你觉得自己多么微不足道。
God can and wants to use you
to
bring His glory into the earth. Amen.
也要用你，借着你将他的荣耀彰显在地上。
I don't care if you're a man, if you're a woman, if you're a girl.
不管你是男人、女人或是女孩子
，God wants to use you to bring His glory into this world. Amen.
神要使用你，好让他的荣耀进入这个地上。
God wants to use you to build His kingdom.
神要使用你来建造他的国度。
Amen.
阿门吗
？Little shepherd boys forgot in the pasture.
记得吗？大卫这个小小的放羊的孩子，连父亲都遗忘的。
Or that little donkey that nobody expected anything from.
或者众人没有对他有任何期望的小驴子。
These are exactly These are exactly the ones that God wants to use. Amen?
Amen?
It's not about us. It's all about Him. That's why God can use us.
必须要认识不是关于我乃是关于神这样神才能使用我们 Amen.
So I want to pray with some of you that feel like God's supposed to use you.
所以在座你觉得神应该要用我的
But you always thought you weren't smart enough.
但是你总是觉得我不够聪明
You weren't articulate, a good enough communicator.
我口才不够好
You weren't this or you weren't that. You weren't educated enough. God wants to use you. In fact, I think God prefers to use you.
神要用你, 事实上你知道吗? 我觉得神还比较希望用你。
Amen?
Amen.
But then I want to talk also to some maybe that had high ambitions to be used of God.
另外一种对象呢, 我今天早晨想要分享或一起祷告的就是那些觉得希望被神所重用的。
But you thought that would happen by getting more.
但是你可能觉得说, 哦, 必须, 我必须要获得更多才能被神更多使用。
Doing it the world's way.
你想要照着世界上的原则来侍奉神。
I know some people that work so hard on impressing other people.
我知道有些人很努力的要给别人好的印象。
They think that by impressing other people, they can get influence and be something in God's kingdom.
有人觉得说我必须要让人家有好的印象呢，我才能够帮助人进入神的国。
They seem so distracted by, look at me. Look at me. Listen to me. Notice me.
他所以要人家听他的，看见他，注意他。
See what I can do.
看看我能做到什么。
Are you listening to me? I mean, isn't that sometimes while we're always doing this, you know?
所以我们一天到晚这个自拍, 对不对?
Look at me.
好像让人家说, 看看我啊,
See me, notice me. Here's another picture, right?
看看我又登了一张照片啊。
That's not how you become great in the kingdom.
但是在神的国, 你没有因此不能因此变得重要的。
In fact, we might speed up the whole process by putting this thing away.
事实上把你这个自拍的习惯放开来, 你反而更能够被神使用。
Amen?
Amen 嘛。
We must, if He is to increase,
因为他必须增加,
we must decrease.
我必须减少,
we've got to get small enough
我们必须要小到一个地步,
so everybody can see that it's all about Jesus. Amen?
以至于别人所看见的就只有主了。 Amen.
Way too much thinking about ourselves.
很多时候我们太在乎我们自己了。
We are so self-conscious.
我们自觉太高了。
We must become Christ conscious.
我们应该对着基督更有感觉。
All right. If you want to be used of God, and you thought that God might never use you because of one reason or another,
所以在座你是觉得说我因为这个或那个原因神不能使用我，但是我想被神使用。
Hey, Evan, Vic, why don't you guys come on up here? Joyce.
Worship team, 请上来。
Yes, please. But if you thought that God could never use you for one reason or another, I want to pray with you.
今天早晨我想要为你祷告, 如果你是属于那种, 我要被神使用, 但我觉得我不够好的。
You know, oftentimes when we have a place of weakness,
很多时候我们的软弱,
we will be more focused on our weakness
我们因为有软弱, 我们的注意力都在我的软弱上面,
than we're focused on God's greatness.
而不能够注意到说神的伟大。
Amen? It won't work that way.
不能这样子的。
We must be focused on the greatness of God. That's what inspires our faith to step out and obey God in our calling. Amen?
就是因着我的软弱, 我更需要定睛在他的身上, 好叫我的信心被激动起来, 让神的荣耀能够经过我。
So we want to pray for you that there'll be a change of perspective from looking in all the side, all the time to looking up.
我们要为你祷告, 好叫你的眼界能够转变, 朝地的眼睛转向朝天。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you want to be used of God,
若是在座的想要被神所用,
come forward, please.
我邀请你到神面前来,
we want to pray for you right here.
好让我们为你祷告。
We want to pray for you here.
愿意被神所用的, 我们邀请你到神面前。
You can come crooked if you want.
不要不好意思。
Yeah, if you're wanting to, yeah. Just you come forward and we want to pray for you that you would be in the right place.
我们来为你祷告, 让你在神面前有一个对的光景。
All right. But if you also recognize that you have been struggling with being more aware of yourself than you're aware of the grace and power of God?
若你觉得你想要被神用，但是你的问题是说你太在乎你自己，太注意你自己了。
You know, the scripture says that God is opposed to the proud.
圣经上说神抵挡骄傲的。
But he gives grace to the humble.
但神施恩给谦卑的人。
And a lot of people get blocked in their calling with God.
很多人呢，让他们不能够拦阻到神的呼召面前来。
Because they're preoccupied with themselves, amen?
因为他们太注意自己了。
So I would invite if you feel like you need to come to lay that down, you do that.
早晨，如果你愿意，也把你这个挤的担子放在神的面前，我请你到前面来。
Why don't you guys stand up, worship team? Let's worship a little bit here. Why don't we just worship a little bit? You guys spread out along the front here to give us plenty of room to get around you.
我们站在前面的可以把队伍拉开一点，所以我们好为你祷告。
There we go. Amen.And as many as feel led, if you want to come and lay hands on these young ones, especially that they be released into their calling, I think that would be a great blessing.
在座的弟兄姊妹，你们若是愿意为着站在前面的弟兄姊妹祷告，求主释放他们，能够照着神的呼召来活着，我欢迎你来为他们祷告。
You know, part of our role as fathers and mothers in the Church of Jesus Christ.
在神的教会里，我们有些人的角色是牧者，是母亲，是父亲。
It's nothing more than saying, I see value in you. I bless what I see, and you can do it with God's help. Amen.
没有比一件事有更大的价值，就是你在这些人身上看到神在他们身上的祝福和价值。
We love you. Let's worship.
让我们一起来敬拜主。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, we just pray, Holy Spirit, just come. Come.
圣灵来。
God, just lift the scales from our eyes.
把我们脸上的帕子除去。
God, where we are so too much conscious of our weakness.
除去我们脸上的鳞片，叫我们不再注意自己。
God, too focused on ourselves.
不叫我们太在乎自己。
Help us just lift our eyes to you and hear your calling, God, in a fresh way.
帮助我们的眼睛看见你，让我们有一个更新的看见。奉主耶稣基督的名。
Let me just add one other invitation to what we're already doing here. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior,
我还有一个邀请是给在座的。若是你从来没有邀请耶稣基督进到你的生命中做你的救主的。
If you have never made a public commitment to say, I will follow Jesus.
你从来没有做一个公开的委身说我要跟随主。
I will turn away from this world and I will enter the kingdom of God.
我要离开这个世界，我要进入神的国度。
Please come forward and we want to pray with you also.
但是你愿意这样做的，我邀请你到前面来，我们好为你祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. All right, well, I need some help here. If we could have some people that are in...that are willing to pray and minister over these.
在座有人愿意为站在前面弟兄姊妹祷告的，我需要你的帮助，到前面来为他们祷告。我们一起来敬拜主。哈利路亚！把你的心打开，把自己献给主。让我们一起唱这首诗歌。
我能面对明天，因他活着，不再惧怕。神知道他掌管命运，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。